We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, what do you think the translation is for Little Rocket Man? I guess that was not mentioned in the last 24 hours, but James Longman is an ABC News foreign correspondent. He is in Singapore today and joins us now live on the air. And James, I wanted to ask you about the interpreters. We saw the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, and the president of the United States, Donald Trump, with their interpreters. And I saw one was a lady, and then there was a gentleman. Which interpreter was which? Connected to who?
Well, first off, I really hope they didn't play that song in the negotiations.
No, my God.
But, you know, actually, watching it, I mean, it was just another element in the circus. So who knows? Maybe they did. But as far as those two go, the lady was Dr. I'm going to get this pronunciation wrong. But Dr. Hyun Yan, I think. But she works at the State Department. She is the head of Korean affairs at the State Department. So she was translating Korean for Donald Trump. And the gentleman was from the North Korean delegation. You'll forgive me if I don't remember his name.
Right.
But they were together inside that room. And as you say, it was fascinating because they were the only two who got to see that first meeting for 35 minutes. And when you're an interpreter at that level, you're given the highest level security briefing. I mean, the State Department representative, I'm sure, goes through these briefings on a regular basis, but at that level, possibly not, because they need to be abreast of every single fact before they go into these sorts of meetings. And then the skill of being able to interpret someone like Donald Trump for all his different phrases, you know, the slang that he uses, and again, Kim Jong-un, to be able to make him understood to someone like Donald Trump, it must have been absolutely fascinating being in that room.
Well, how do they train for those types of challenges? And I can think of situations that I've witnessed just domestically here in the United States where you have, it's a simple example. Somebody from New York City in Manhattan with their attitude, their accent, their cultural norms, and then they meet with somebody from in the deep South in the United States, and you know, they're both Americans, but they've got very different mannerisms and ways of speaking and slang. How does an interpreter prepare for that reality?
Well, I mean, look, it's an extraordinary skill. If you remember back in Warsaw in 1978, I've got to tell you, I wasn't born then, but looking into the research here, you've got some incredible stories about interpreters through the ages. And in 78, President Carter was in Poland, and he told the Polish people about the desires for their future, except his translator told them he lusts for their future. Totally different word, but a very, very different meaning. And you can imagine the embarrassment. So the training is, yes, with the words, but also with the body language. And I think, you're treading a very fine line with people like Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, don't forget, you know, he said that he would know in the first minute. He'd get a feeling, the touch and the feel of how things would go. And as we watched, there was a very literal sense of touching and feeling. I mean, they spent their first minute and a half or so touching each other in front of the world's cameras before going off into this meeting. So they were there for about 40 minutes, and then after that, there was a more formal kind of bilateral with other members of the senior members of the administration, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Sarah Sanders, and others, and then the North Korean delegation. You had Kim Jong-un's sister, who's played a very, very central role in all this, and then his security chief as well. So each element of the day was very carefully choreographed, and it was fascinating to watch this whole thing develop. But for me, I think probably one of the most extraordinary moments was when the two of them were walking around in front of the Capella Resort, and they came closer to where the press was gathered, and Kim Jong-un heard journalists shouting questions, which I think probably for him was a novel experience. And one of them shouted, "You're going to open the prisons, Kim Jong-un?" Referring to the gulags that house 100,000 people or more in North Korea. So I think for him, certainly it was all the controlled choreography was something he was used to, but being this close to kind of everyday people, in inverted commas, that was certainly something new for him. And we saw him the night before, in fact, here in Singapore, doing a walkabout in downtown, taking selfies with people, walking across one of the main bridges here, feeling very relaxed. I mean, at one stage, he went into a casino. I mean, the idea that the dictator of a communist dictatorship could go into a casino was quite something. So,
well, he wanted to enjoy it while he had escaped his own country, perhaps. Did he answer that question about the gulags, or did he just ignore it?
Absolutely not. He ignored it. In fact, he didn't really hear him speak any English whatsoever. He was keeping very firmly to Korean. You would imagine he does speak some English because, you know, he did go to boarding school in Switzerland as a child. And we know that he likes, Western culture. He Dennis Rodman, who's been here touring Singapore, went over there to play basketball with him. So he might have some English, but he didn't show it.
Boy, it really has been an interesting 12 hours here. James Longman, our ABC News foreign correspondent, live for us this morning from Singapore. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.